Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, whenever I've asked you how's life, you've always said life is winning. Thank you for dedicating your life to making sure the small business owner comes out a winner.
We sit on different sides of the aisle, and yet we have such wonderful conversations.
You're a tremendous resource to small business owners out there, and I'm proud to call you my friend. From one dinosaur to another, happy anniversary.
Welcome back, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show in the third decade of the 21st century. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm your host. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. Kathy Perry is here. She tries to restore some order when she joins us. Alas, it's usually not enough. Kathy, thanks you for being here.
It's
Kathy
very
Perry,
difficult.
I know, and it's going to get this, and fair warning, it's going to get worse any minute now, any second now. KathyPerry.com, folks, check her out. I promise you, she can help you with your social media strategy. She's helped me immensely. She's kept me out of trouble beyond anything you can imagine, maybe even out of jail. Kathy, thanks again for being here. Okay, I want to talk I guess I could say politics, but it's not just politics as in Democrat and Republican politics. It's also corporate politics. Facebook, for example, let's use them as our example. Facebook is under a lot of pressure right now from their corporate advertisers. Can you tell us why?
Well, they have been under the gun because of controversial content. And
you're putting air quotes around the controversial,
hate
right?
speech. Yes. And it's, yeah, like who is going to determine the controversial content? But, and so major corporations have lined up because they've gotten pressure from consumers to ban advertising on Facebook to the tune of, I think I saw $76 million in 1 month to stop ads until Facebook deals with their problem of hate speech in ads is what they're going after. And that's what Facebook did announce, that they are going to label controversial content after an ad boycott. It was just announced.
So Facebook is allowing political ads by a party, maybe a candidate, maybe an influencing group, some kind of a lobbying group, something like that. Facebook was allowing ads of those people, those organizations, those entities. And however, if some of those ads, and now here's one thing that's been going on now since the origin of the country, Kathy, negative politics. I mean, there have been duels over arguments. You know, I mean, people have been they've gotten into fights. 150 years ago, there was a caning on the House floor. I mean, this has been going on a long time. So negative is not new. In fact, one of the things that's been an article of faith over the last 40 or 50 years is that negative ads work. Now, nobody likes them. They are distasteful, but apparently they work. So what we're looking at now, though, Kathy, is the potential for a negative ad to be deemed hate by a group of employees or customers. And those people want Facebook to not allow those to be up there, even though it's free speech.
Well, the interesting thing is they already were not allowing a general business, a regular business, to run an ad that had anything to do with race or income or ethnicity or impairment. So they were already blocking those claims, those ads. Now what they've done is they're prohibiting a wider category
though. It's more about political correctness and restricting of the First Amendment. And folks, this is Jim Blasingame saying this. Kathy is just my reporter. Yeah. God help her. Kathy, I'll let her do her own editorializing. But Kathy, here's the thing, and I'll let you wrap it up in a second. we're seeing the erosion, in my opinion, of the First Amendment. And I've got the right to say things if you don't, even if you don't like what it sounds, how I say it. And the Facebook is in a really tough, the platform's in a really tough position right now because they could lose their special status, couldn't they? Stay, wrap it up for us.
Yes, they could. Yes, it's just a very difficult spot, and they're getting so much pressure from advertisers, major mm-hmm. advertisers, and they're like, oh, dear, we got to mm-hmm. do something. And, well, they didn't go all the way with it. They yeah. just said it's a wider category of hateful content.
And over the next 4 months, this will play out, folks, and it's something we all need to keep up with. KathyPerry.com. Kathy, good job today. Come back soon.
Thanks, Jim. Happy
we'll
to be here.
See you next time. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.